There's no reason not to start with some pool ball talk.
We have to.
The first game.
That was the first official?
Yeah, that was the first official. As you can see, massive bruise from too many fucking slam dunks.
Damn.
Disgustingly huge bruise from too many slam dunks. That's what happens. You drink a little bit, all of a sudden you can't feel your arm as much.
Yeah.
Turns out there's some major swelling. My feet are destroyed.
Oh, pool ball feet.
I got a hole on the bottom of this toe.
Yep.
That thing hurts like fuck.
Yeah, that hurts very badly. Like fucking Book of Job right now. I got this thing.
That's bad.
I was using a slicer. I sliced like a chunk out of my finger. I'm for real Job, dude. I had a wicked wart on my leg. I got it removed. I got it removed to the dermatologist. Dude,
wicked wart?
I had a wicked wart on my leg. Dude, he took the nitrogen. Did you ever get a wart blasted off you?
No.
They get liquid nitrogen and they freeze it. So it's like, he's like, I'm going to get, it's like when you do it, sometimes it takes like 3 or 4 trips to get it all the way off. He goes, dude, we're going to get this thing off. Blasted me for 5 seconds straight.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it fucking hurt. The first 2 seconds are freezing cold. Third second is like extreme pain. Fourth and fifth, I was literally in the office being like, ah! And I was like laughing. I'm like, dude, this fucking kills.
Why are they, what the fuck?
Because if you don't do enough, it doesn't fall off and you got to go back. So he goes, you just want to get this thing off now? I'm like, rip it, dude.
What happened to like anesthesia for anything?
Not for dermatology.
Why don't they just tell us? There has to be something.
They can do, for dermatology, they can numb the area, but for blasting a wicked wart, it's so quick. But then it hurts. I could probably show you, actually. We can just show it wounds. Oh, it popped. Yes.
Ew. Ow. Matt. Dude.
My wicked wart popped.
Let me see it. Ew, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You're fucking gross. What's that on your wrist?
That's not a
staph infection. What's that?
That wasn't.
You're going to die.
I'm booking Job, dude.
You better get home. Your house is going to collapse with your family inside.
It might, dude. My wife is down, so I might.
True.
I'm telling you. I've been Job. I did it the day before she had surgery. I'll get into that, but she had surgery.
I'll get into that.
Boils. I have boils, basically.
Yeah.
I've been full Job mode for just like 2 weeks, or I guess a week now. It seems like 2 weeks.
The devil's tempting.
This was, he is. He has a bet
with God.
Yeah. Just smite me. This was not a wart. It was, I forget, he said some name, but it's like, it's not a skin cancer, but it's like a non-melanoma skin cancer precursor.
What did it look like?
It honestly looked like I thought it was a wart, but it's not. It was just like this spread out. They look like big skin cells.
That's what I have.
Just accumulate. Let me see. I'll tell you right now.
I've had them. For some reason, you can't really see it. There's like a...
Did you ever scratch them off?
Yeah.
Did they come right back?
Yeah.
Dude, that's exactly what it was. I would scratch them off and they would bleed and I'd be like, fuck.
I can't see it right now. That's weird.
Maybe it went away.
No, they've been there for several years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some kind of... It's not. He was like, it's not like skin cancer, but it is.
You can get a good look at this surface.
Let me see that.
You rotate the hand, you can get a good look at it. Oh, no.
I don't see it. Excuse my butt in the camera, by the way. Oh, I see it. Yes, I see it now. That's
they
exactly,
won't go away. I don't like them.
You got to get it blasted, bro.
I will not.
You got to go to
they
fucking Miami.
They
and
they
get
will
blasted.
Be my wife, Mila Kunis. That was a little joke I was telling this week. I was doing bad Borat. If you do bad Borat, we were watching Book of Eli, and I just kept going, Mila Kunis. She's my wife.
She's Ashton's wife.
Mila Kunis is so pretty.
Yeah.
She would never get fucking wicked warts blasted off her.
Yeah, how do you think she remains so pretty? Girls are always in the dermatologist. All of her wicked warts are probably blasted right away. I had this thing rocking for like 6 months. I would every now and again I would look down and go, ew. And then I would just forget about it.
How big was it?
It was a fucking sizable wart, dude.
What's wrong with a wart?
They're just fucking nasty, dude. I don't know. Because then you can I think they spread. So I didn't want to like be like touching my leg. I think you can spread a wart. Yeah. It's a human papillomavirus. Yeah, man. It is what it is. I mean,
guard those.
Hey, man,
cock,
I'll say
dude.
This. If all I got to deal
that
with.
Thing away.
Yeah,
dude.
Bro. Fucking put the birthday
put
fucking
27-year-old. Put that 27-year-old meat away, dude. It's the guard dog's B-day.
Yeah, 2-7, bro.
That was what all the pool basketball was about. It was a birthday celebration.
Yeah,
we got
guard
to watch.
Dog threw himself an elaborate party like a fucking psycho.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. He asked to do it at my house.
I know.
He's like, do you mind if I invite some friends over to your house and we can listen to music and play pool basketball?
He tried to have
basketball.
A freak off. I was like, dude, you got my kids this here.
Is he did no, try to have a freak off.
He tried to have a freak off. I'm like, dude, we're not having a freak off.
He did have a fucking
true.
Freak off. He was, yeah, I saw him.
No, I didn't. No freak off. And I didn't throw the party.
Why did we have to dress in all white, though? What was up with that?
Why did we? That's crazy. We had to buy linens.
It was a special occasion.
We had to buy little linen outfits for the 27th
for my special day.
True. How are you feeling?
Special day.
I feel good.
Yeah, 27 is nice. That's when a lot of great artists kill themselves.
I know.
Kurt Cobain. Yeah, dude.
If you die now, yeah. If you kill yourself now, you'll be known as
a legend,
a legendary.
I've thought about it.
Sometimes headliner.
A legendary supporting act.
A legendary supporting act. Lemaire would not even shed a tear. He'd be so so competitive. He'd be like, I knew he couldn't take it.
That's not true. I'd be so sad.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, true. Would you kill yourself too in solidarity?
No, but I'd be very sad.
Not sad. That's not sad enough.
Hey, you wouldn't kill yourself?
We
bro?
All
that's
gotta
crazy.
Go.
No, I'm not killing myself.
I would throw myself on his casket.
Yeah, you'd be. Yeah, you'd be a black lady. You'd black lady funeral.
Oh my just faint. God!
I would carry you. I'll carry you the whole time.
Oh my God!
They gotta cut that out,
dude.
No racism. I call no racism.
No, I hear you.
They gotta cut that out.
You gotta keep it stoic, dude. I've been saying this for years. You gotta keep it stoic like the Irish. You chill. You go. He's an asshole anyway.
Yeah, you go. I don't even care. And then you go home and you go.
It's you and your uncles with Bud Lights to your chest. Yeah. And you're like, fuck, the old bat's finally dead.
That's exactly what just happened.
Really?
My uncle's funeral, I got too close to the fucking photo montage.
Oh,
whole
stay
time
away.
I'm just chilling. I'm fine. Not crying. I got near the photo montage. It was me and him. I was just. Had to walk away. Phil was standing next to it watching it too.
Slideshow.
He started crying. I was like, dude, get the fuck out. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, buzz off, dude.
We can't be near the photo montage. That was my guy too. That was my buddy.
Yeah. The slideshows will kill me. I saw a slideshow at like a fucking baby shower of just like my wife's friend and when she was a baby. And I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ, dude. Are you serious?
Slideshows kill me, dude. If I see someone's baby picture while I'm seeing them too, I get like fucked up.
Yeah, little kid, yeah.
It kills me. Because then I imagine them as a baby that's just kind of grown into that person. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, somebody. It kills me.
I hear you. That's nice.
It gets me. Yeah. I was all fucked up at the baby shower in Atlanta, like just trying not to cry like, fuck, dude.
Damn, at a baby shower in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Were you the only honk?
That's another thing, dude.
Were you the only honk?
One of the.
If you were the only honk, you can't cry at the baby shower.
True. I got to get way more smooth jazz, though. If I'm going to be like if I'm one of the only honks at I got to get way more smooth jazz. Ponytail, double earring. You know what I mean? For some reason, it's totally acceptable for dudes to go to baby showers in the black community. I'm trying to preach the message of Irish baby showers, just girls, dude.
I mean,
I'll carry stuff in with my dad and be like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Honestly, they probably don't really run into that problem too much.
You'd be surprised.
No racism, JK, 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 JK.
No, they're lit, dude. All the bros are there.
No, you don't have to delete that.
The bros are there.
We're allowed to goof around.
We are allowed to goof. Speaking of, that's a bad speaking of, but that's what he got. That's what Drake got accused of.
Hold on, what?
Drake got accused of that by Kendrick Lamar. Not being at the baby show.
Kendrick Lamar said you're not allowed to say the N-word and you're a bad dad.
Bro, not allowed to say the N-word is the funniest thing. That was making me laugh all night. Of just being like, you can't say the N-word anymore. Because Drake has to now like scream the N-word.
Yeah, he will.
He can't be pulling punches with that now. Also, Drake might be a white rapper now.
That was the diss on him.
That, I know.
That's immediately what Rick Ross went to.
Yeah.
Kendrick went to it.
He's got to go God mode. Him and Slim Shady, dude, just go total God mode.
Rap gods?
Rap gods, yeah. Damn, dude, that's crazy. They're gonna start. He hit him with it. I do dislike the culture vulture stuff. It's kind of the accusation.
I think Kendrick's diss was more chick shit out of the two, which is kind of surprising. You know, you'd think it would be the other way around, but
you would think
just being like, you're not allowed to say that. I don't like you. I hate everything about you. Yeah. You're not allowed to say that word.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? This was the battle last night. We were fired up.
Were you guys battling about this?
Yeah, we battled about it for about 3 hours probably. Because I had control of the ox, dude. I just kept playing Drake hits. I was like, another one, dude. You forgot about this one, and it's still better than fucking...
What was the song? It was not King Kunta.
King Kunta's up there. Money Trees.
Yeah. Although the title was interesting of his song, Euphoria.
I know. You think he's taking shots at the... pedophilia?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought when I saw it. I said, ooh, you little devil.
Yeah. Kendrick's obviously the fucking man. He rules, but.
It was pretty, I liked it. I thought it was kind of fun. It is, yeah, making fun of someone who's fathering in a rap battle is very, it always makes me laugh because you're like, God damn, that sucks, bro. Getting crushed for that, I'd be like, fuck.
Just, yeah, but what the fuck is he talking? He doesn't know.
I don't know. That's what Pusha T went after him for.
Pusha T went at him for saying, you're hiding that kid.
Well.
Publicly. But that doesn't mean he's not with him.
No, I think that was the exact thing. You're hiding him and you're not, he's in France. I think the other thing was like, your son's in France, brother. You don't live in France. What's up? That I think that was the gist of it. That's what I took
from it.
Let the
boy live in France, dude.
I mean, it is great schooling.
Yeah.
It is pretty, I mean, you know, in medieval times, it's pretty customary.
That's what John Adams did to his sons. The fuck, dude? You know how to be a good statesman?
True, dude.
Send your boy abroad.
Drake's sons could be rapping patriots. They could be like, now it's my time.
He has some hits. He has more recent.
I'm thinking of Hamilton.
Drake's son has a more recent hit than Kendrick.
Really? I'm thinking of Hamilton, my bad. Wait, what's Drake's son? What does Drake's son have?
He just, I don't know.
Oh.
That one fucking weird.
Did he do one?
Hold on. I'll
bro, imagine if your mom was a French porn star and your dad was Drake.
Pretty cool.
You think?
No, it sucked, dude.
Did you fucking, how is that cool? Gotcha. So he put the boy. He put the boy on the booth.
I'm just saying this to get Lamezy fired up.
He's not taking the bait. He put the boy in the booth.
He put his young boy in the booth. He said, my son's back from France. He's learned. Listen to him rap. He does seem to struggle with English. That could be. He's too much French schooling.
Could it be an AI son? He might be Drake using
he
AI.
He is an AI son, dude. Drake has AI abs, too. That's what the abs are nuts, dude. Being like chubby and getting abs is sick.
Yeah, that's really funny.
What if those are real abs, dude?
I mean, they're
I believe he has real abs, dude.
They're on his body. You know, how he went about getting them. I think he's accusing him of ab implants.
Yeah.
Which is very funny.
This isn't his first time. People have been accusing him
of
for a while.
Of ab implants? Yeah. I mean, it's
there seemed to be nothing new that Kendrick said, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, you ab implants, I don't like you.
I don't like you.
Which is funny.
No, the new thing is you can't say the N-word. That's,
you can't say the N-word.
Rick Ross kind of did
that. Rick Ross already did that. I don't know.
I mean, what else can you do after you take the N-word from a man accusing him of having fake abs or something like that? The guy,
Once you take the ability to say the N-word.
They've taken everything
from
him.
You've lost.
He's already had his abilities as a father taken. They called him gay, too. He said he shakes ass or pops ass with women.
That one hurt.
Yeah. That was tough.
I didn't like that.
That was tough.
Can't call him gay, dude. He's not gay.
I know.
Drake's not fucking gay.
He's not, dude. And his abs are real. He's a heterosexual man with real abs who can say the N-word.
Dude, Roan. Roan dropped a diss.
What?
Roan dropped a diss on KFC. And he fucking, it was too mean, dude.
On who?
On KFC, Kevin from Barstool.
Why are they dissing each other?
Over the Sixers and the Knicks series.
Oh, okay.
If Kevin started it.
If that's all, if it was over just that, Roan's a devil,
and Roan
dude.
Went in.
I think
Roan
Kevin
put out a mean song.
He's
dude.
A battle like, rapper, dude.
Yeah, I know, but like it's really
it's
mean.
Really mean. Oh, no.
I was listening to it. I was like, I'd be furious.
KFC made a mean video, I think, about Roan that instigated him.
Well,
and then Roan took to the pen and the pad.
He took to the pen and the pad, went to the booth.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it a listen.
Much love.
C. Breezy fucking went nuts, too.
What Breezy? This is a hip-hop. We hip-hop heads.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's obvious. The battle right now is team light skin, team dark skin. That's the battle. I'm reading Twitter, dude.
The battle is old as time.
C. Breezy went after Quavo, and he basically was like,
we all
wish you died, not to, yeah, he
holy
fucking,
shit, he said
crushed
that?
Him. Yeah, he crushed him, dude. It was very mean.
Why?
Seemingly out of nowhere, but I think they've had altercations before.
I could be wrong, but I think they have beef over the celebrity basketball game. Do you know about that, Lemire?
I mean,
I think Breezy cooks Quavo every year and talks a lot of shit about it. And then there, I don't know if it was fake or not, but I also saw a image that said Breezy bought all the tickets to Quavo's show, and it was like an empty crowd.
Yeah, like, I saw that. I don't know if that's real or not.
I don't think that's real, but
I don't get the fuss over Breezy, if I'm being honest.
You kidding me?
Dude, people love Breezy.
He rules.
He beat he beat Rihanna. A woman, and then he came out with so many hits that everyone was like, in real time.
And he's got name the moves hit. Like Jagger.
What?
But also, allegedly.
Name a hit by Chris Brown?
Post Rihanna.
Oh, dude, there's a million of them, dude.
Drink. No, name one.
I can't. I don't know.
No one knows them.
You strip. No, that's bad. That's bad. He does the one where he's like, look your time. There's a liquor drawing.
Bro, I'm telling you.
No one can name one.
There's a whole album called Indigo,
I have to see them. I don't know the names. I only know.
The whole album Indigo rips.
Indigo is crazy, dude. I just like his
moves. He does have good moves.
I'm telling dude, he's come out with many
hits. I understand he's very talented. I'm just saying.
Also, allegedly, Rihanna told him that she gave him herpes and then she bit his finger off or something.
Yeah, that's not right.
She zombied him.
She didn't bite his finger off. He's Indigo, got a finger.
The album Indigo is unbelievable. And the hit off, there's a hit on this song, on this album. No Guidance featuring it, featuring Drake.
It's a man.
No Guidance featuring Drake. Hit. The song Indigo itself, a little bit of a
I mean,
deep,
Drake will hand people hits, dude.
No, Sea Breezy steals the show. Sea Breezy steals the show on that. Tell me, I'm Team Breezy, bro. I've been Team Breezy for a long time.
Hell yeah, Migos is so much better than this shit.
Well, the song is called Weakest Link, so he's claiming Quavo is the weakest link.
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know why he did that. It was very mean.
Breezy's a jerk.
He is a straight up jerk. I'm just saying, as a hitmaker, he is still
putting
a hit
out
maker.
Albums every five fucking minutes.
Who? See Breezy?
Breezy's got 900 albums.
Well, it's funny, in his song against Quavo, he's like, stop talking about women beating. You beat women. I barely beat women. Basically, I barely beat women. Right, you beat women.
Awesome.
He's like, you beat up a lady in an elevator. Enough about my stuff. It is funny.
I'm just saying, people love Chris Brown, and I don't. Dude, it's just not there for me.
I was like, whatever. I heard he beat up Rihanna. I was like, that's not nice at all. And then I just listened to the radio. I'm like, damn, who's this? I'm like, Chris Brown. I'm like, God damn, another
I'll be
one.
Honest. Him beating Rihanna up didn't affect me.
You weren't pissed.
I wasn't upset once. I forgave OJ. I'm not going to be mad as, you know?
I mean, that's none of our business.
That's family business.
That's family business. That's a dispute between a couple, man. I'm not staying away. I'm staying away from that. But yeah, apparently. Yeah, I could go on and on about this. I know everything.
What? Keep going.
I was saying, I think Cardi B got, not Cardi B, Nicki Minaj got in trouble for saying that Rihanna, oh no, she was saying Megan Thee Stallion had her Rihanna moment after getting beat up or shot by.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're just milking it. Rihanna took it like a champ and just kept moving. And everyone's like, that's really shitty. You shouldn't say that, you psycho.
Everyone was like, that's really.
I do feel like the black. The world of specifically like black entertainers have been just rocked by the internet in the last like 6 months. Cat Williams sent everything into a tizzy.
No, I think it started with Will Smith. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and the black universe exploded.
Right.
It was a supernova. They were like, no, which one do we pick?
That was definitely the black
that was.
Pigs.
That was the
that was that Archduke was Franz Ferdinand. That was that was the black hand. The black hand.
Dude, I thought the black universe is in absolute
the black
peril.
Universe
it's
is in
crazy.
Turmoil, dude.
It's crazy, dude.
What's going on? We need a black savior. Who's going to
I know.
Who's
going to
pick
be?
Up the mantle?
Who could it be? It's not Unk. Unk is just stoking the flames.
Unk's stoking the flames.
I mean, he's getting paid. I'm not going to knock him for eating, but you know, yeah. I'm not going to forget his paper. Did you know? Apparently, Ocho Cinco headbutted his wife.
Ocho Chino?
Ocho Chino.
Ocho Chino headbutted his wife?
Yeah.
He's good at soccer, too. That was probably a fucking.
You think it was a jumping butt?
Yeah.
Because I was like showing Brittany a clip, and she's like, oh, that's the guy who headbutted his wife. I was like, he didn't fucking headbutt it. I looked it up. I was like, oh, what did he
Ocho Cinco headbutted a lady?
Definitely headbutted his wife.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
That's a rough one. A headbutt's
fucking tough, dude.
Damn, in the middle of a fight, like her getting in your face and just being like, fucking bitch. Don't you
did you know
put your
did you know of that, Lamar?
Yeah, because isn't it like Jocelyn Hernandez who he did it to? She's like
know.
Big shit stripper lady now.
Well, what? Damn, he knocked his wife into stripping. You know Damn. What I was laughing about? I was watching when we were watching the sports highlights, there's like, you know, there's a lot of women on ESPN now. And it's like an effort to not be sexist, but it's the hottest, most ridiculously smoking hot women. Which
I know
is
the babes from ESPN.
It's crazy.
I care about them.
It is so funny to be like, look, them. We're not going to be sexist. We're going to include women. And it's just ladies with the most giant tits. And it's like.
Yeah, it's hot babes.
It's pretty crazy. It's although awesome. They are the trailblazers. You think it shouldn't it be more sporty babes, though? Because the dudes are like Shaq.
Wait, you're talking sporty base?
Yeah, I'm talking like softball catchers, dude.
Yeah.
We should have like...
Yeah, it should be sporty Jody base. Foster from True Detective. It's like, goddamn, my fantasy football team's in the gutter right now.
Oh, my pussy itches. Hold on.
Hold on a second. My fucking cunt stinks. I gotta go home.
I think I shit my pants.
Yeah, why did they I shit my britches? Why the fuck did they make Jodie Foster that person? That fucking show.
Did you watch it?
I watched a lot of it. That show sucks, God.
I want to go back. The scenery is amazing with like the forever nighttime. It's snowy. I'm like, this is so cool.
Yeah, but they made it.
It's just her being like, my pussy burped. And you're like, all right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They made it. It was funny. Somebody brought this up. It was like it might have been Baby Billy. About how the one season of True Detective where it's like women, they still don't solve the problem. Like ghosts have to come and be like, there's the body. Like it has to become supernatural for them to be able to solve it.
Yes. You think they'd be good detectives. Women would be fantastic.
I think they are.
They're very on it.
I bet they could get blinded, though, and just be like, that guy's guilty. I know it.
Yes, true.
I'm going to make the evidence fit.
That's true. Or be like, I love him. He's innocent. They're very susceptible to like, loving serial killers. There's a chance of like, he's actually a good guy, and I love him.
I think everybody loves serial killers.
Yeah, women like write them letters, though, and they're like, I'm going to suck your dick. I've never understood that.
They're fucking celebs, dude.
I know. Women love that shit. Maybe it goes, you know, harkens to something like deep within them. Just know like a murderous man is like, yeah, I love him. He would make me so safe. He would kill him.
He would tie you up and eat you. Somebody just said they found another body in the lake here.
No. Another sweet boy's gone missing?
I think another beautiful sweet boy is gone.
No. This is fucked up. Do you think so? The serial killer has to be gay.
Obviously.
He's either gay
or a serial killer, you are gay.
Or he's standing on true.
He could be standing on
straight business. Dude. He might just be a hetero standing
toes,
on
toes, dude. He could be straight business right now.
Just a hetero.
Cleaning up these Batman, dude.
Yeah, there's no way.
The streets of Austin are filled with homosexuals. I'm going to stop it. Somebody has to stop these gay guys.
There's no way. There's no way. It's got to be a gay guy.
Also, it sucks that if you get killed by him, that you're just gay.
I know.
Everybody that's gotten killed, they're like, man, this guy's killing all the gay guys. It's like, oh, what? How do we know they're gay?
Bro, if any one of us falls to him,
I'll
carry your banner.
I'll say he wasn't gay. The serial killer's morphed. Now he's killing the coolest, straightest guys. I heard he's only killing the toughest guys.
He said a lady laying under a cardboard box, the string, and pulled it out. It fucking caught my friend.
Fucking Looney Tunes trapped my friend.
I mean, dude, imagine you're in like an apartment in downtown Austin having gay sex, and the dude just pulls out a bludgeon. You're like, what?
Oh, man.
That's probably how it's going down. You know what I mean? Or
especially right when they pull the bludgeon out, most of them are probably like, yes.
Oh my
yes, God. Daddy. I'm okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're making fun of victims. Whatever.
Well, no, it's just we're painting a realistic picture.
We're just joshing.
I'm saying in the middle of gay sex, you start getting murdered. It's like, that's
crazy,
sucks. Dude. We're getting murdered regardless. But in this case, it is guys having gay sex and murdering a guy. That's crazy. It's so scary.
It's undeniably funny. It's the worst, shit.
So scary. Life flashing before your eyes.
Sean said he got two. There was a documentary on Netflix called the Don't Fuck With Cats. That guy, like, killed gay people.
Hold on, they caught a Lamezi?
Wait, they caught the gay?
Can I take a gander, please?
Wait, is that the guy, the murder suspect? Victim?
This is a man who was killed on April 15th.
Oh, man.
Damn, recently.
Well, hold on.
Damn.
I know.
Well, it's true.
Oh, they caught a Lamezi.
Oh my God, dude. How do they know all these guys are gay?
I don't. I think they're just assumed because it's all young.
I don't think these guys are gay. This guy's fishing, dude.
That looks straight as hell. I was about to say, that guy looks straight as hell. Let's put some fucking respect on him, bro.
Yeah, just calling these guys gay kind of sucks.
Yeah, he's not gay. That guy's
although, some of these, that would suck, too, if you jumped off the bridge to kill yourself.
Oh.
Then they fish up your body, and they're like, he was having gay sex, and someone killed him. It's like, no, I was depressed.
R.I.P., brother. Damn, that guy looks straight as hell.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe there's nothing about this guy. I think the city of Austin's trying to hide it. So yeah. we don't get scared.
Dude, I didn't hear. So I've only heard about this word of mouth.
Yeah.
I don't see any headlines or anything. It's just like.
They're still saying that they're insisting that there's no serial killer, but there's been 12 in the past year in the same place.
What?
Bodies in the Lady Bird Lake.
Dude's just drowning.
Yeah, just gay guys drowning in Lady Bird Lake.
Don't.
Allegedly.
That's terrible. Everyone laughs. You don't think it can happen to you, but watch the river.
They're going to see fucking LeMaire's zesty ass scooting around town. A little thick type on a scooter, dude. They're going to go, ooh, daddy likes the black or the berry.
He's going to get lassoed off a scooter.
You're going to get lassoed, dude. You got to hog tie you before he puts you in. You can be greased up. Wee, wee.
Oh, my God.
If I was a gay serial killer, I'd grease you up and slide in.
Yeah, what the fuck? Although he's got to worry about the diddler. The diddler likes those chunky chocolates.
Talking about me?
No.
I might have maybe the hunt. You
Diddy,
know?
Diddy
maybe
likes those. Pray. Diddy I might likes go those down there. Chunky little chocolate drops, dude.
I might go. Yeah, fucking Carl. Yeah, Carl is a nice drop. Little Hershey kiss ass. Let me see that. Well, nah, I might go down there and diddle the guy.
Yeah, that's a good
they might
move.
Have to. They might have to. I might be the Suicide Squad. They might have to find me. They're going to go, the only man that can stop him is the true diddler.
You're right, dude. I'm realizing.
The Austin diddler versus the fucking Ripper.
You're making me realize I might have to cross-dress and go beat up gay guys till I get an answer. I'm going to have to do what I got to do.
You're going to have to go make out with guys. There's nothing wrong with kissing at the bar.
Until I get to the bottom of this mystery.
You're going to have to get to the bottom. You're going to just get killed right away. They're going to find you in a dress.
Know that I went down with a fight, dude.
You'll have one tequila and be like, what am I even doing? I don't ever do this.
I mean, what's that bar near? What's that one bar near the mothership with the big, like, pink neon mushroom clouds.
Some of those bars are
I'll be in there shaking ass for poppy, dude. Like,
there's just five poppies in there. The whole it's always empty.
I know.
The lights are insane and it's loud as fuck.
That place always gives me a chill. I always like look up from whatever I'm doing on my phone and see that place and go, oh God.
That's I can't even imagine it's any time in my life where I'd be like, let's go in there.
Well, dude, I might cross-dress and party down and get to the bottom. I might get beat. Poppy might beat my ass.
Recognize you. There's the line of fans going into the mothership is going to be like, what the fuck?
Just to get to the bottom. That would be sick. Going next season of True Detective, two hetero-ass dudes have to cross-dress to get to the bottom of the gay murder mystery.
That's actually pretty good.
And we stay masculine as fuck like the whole time. Like, yo, these things are killing my dick, dude.
It's like, well, you didn't have to wear panties. What the fuck? No one told me.
You didn't have to wear a thong. I'm wearing Skims. I'm wearing the Kardashian
shape. Gross girls wear thongs, dude. That's
thongs are disgusting.
It's crazy to wear a thong.
I mean, Cisco had me, obviously, like, yeah, these are the best. Then you see them in real life, and you're like, so that thing's just up your asshole?
Against
you're
your like, asshole all night? All
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see them in real life, you're like, no thank you.
I like to see them in real life, but the thought of them
but toss on some briefs, dude.
I wouldn't mind some boxers. No. I'd like to see a girl in some boxers.
Not boxer briefs.
I'd say, whoa, yeah. This is different.
Whoa, what's this thing? What's this whole thing? Hey, oh, wow.
You should be on ESPN.
True.
You should put on a flannel. Boston
should make
Bruins.
Women on ESPN carry like tin pail, like 1920s construction workers, and just sit down and be like, yeah, fuck.
You guys see the fucking PGA this weekend? Spieth was nasty. The LPGA.
It's crazy. I got fucked up down there.
I was at the Waste Management Tour, fucking got shit faced. Fucking my fucking bitch husband telling me to come home. Some bullshit about watching our kids. Fuck that. We adopted.
Oh, fucking pussy husband voted for Biden.
I mean, that's crazy. LeMaire voted for Biden. Yuck.
Yeah, because my grandmama asked me to.
True. Wow, that's great.
I'm down to talk politics.
It's big mama.
You want to go? I'm down.
Joe forgave all my student loans today. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with Joe, dude. He's Joe's
financial,
the bro.
He's a financial liberator.
I don't know if he should have done that. He's just going to solidify all the gay college votes that he already had and make everyone else even more annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't care that everybody doesn't have to pay that I did.
I just paid mine off like a patriot this year.
Yeah, I paid mine off right away.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as soon as I got money, I let it slide for about 15 years.
Your school didn't predatorily choose you, though, did they?
What do you mean?
Actually, your school did predatorily choose
you. Yeah, I got recruited. I got tricked. They were like, nah, it's pretty cool and chill here. I was like, sweet.
You went to the Philadelphia Art Institute?
Yes.
Spud was there as well. Yeah. Spud said the tuition like skyrocketed out of nowhere.
Now we're good, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
How much debt you talking?
I probably had like 80K for like
what the fuck were you doing in college?
Just living out there.
You were taking out like the booster loans and shit?
Yeah.
Why were you, what did you study?
Huh?
What were you studying?
Web design.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah.
How many years?
Like 3.
Yeah, and you never got your degree?
No, I got my degree.
Oh, nice.
3 years? You're on the accelerated program?
Yeah, fast track.
You got a bachelor's in 3 years?
Yeah, bachelor's of sciences. A bachelor's of arts.
You have a bachelor's degree?
Yeah.
Wow.
3 year, too. That's accelerated course.
Yeah. Oh, now it's for free. Yeah.
Joe Biden's doing the right thing. He's going, we need Lemaire to learn computers.
Site you used to work on for the dogs. Oh, it's the funniest website ever.
He made a dog website, but he learned how to make a dog website.
That was your gig for like a year, right?
2 years, yeah. I used to make a dog website.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How's it look?
It looks bad.
It's just like a picture of a dog and then like a sentence about the dog.
About the dog.
And it's like every
What's the name of the website?
Dogbreedinfo.com.
Dogbreedinfo.com. Damn, dude. The site's going to be flooded.
I got to be honest, dude. This isn't my design. I had a new design that was like pretty sweet, and then she went back to this one.
Dogbreedinfo.com.
I don't mean to trash you on that.
No, man.
That's good. A lot of ads. I don't like that.
Get paper,
Dog Breed
bro.
Info Center. Learn to speak dog. Take a dog quiz.
Dude, this website rocks. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't seen it in a while.
Learn to speak dog.
Learn to speak dog, research dog breeds, take a dog quiz. I could post my dogs right now.
Quickly train dogs, please, not to bark.
Can you fast track me and get me front page for Matilda Jackson? This website's crazy.
Who
dude.
Made this? Did you get to the links at the bottom? Matt?
I'm seeing
the right grouchy here. Dog. I'm going to click the grouchy
the lady,
dog.
The lady on this website, she kind of ruled.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, look at the grouchy dog.
Now,
quickly train dogs not to bark as a German Shepherd trying
it's
to kill somebody.
It's the grouchy
dog. Dude, the grouchy dog is nice.
This website's...
This is crazy. This is like...
My dog was abused.
This is like Craigslist.
We used to work together. It was me and this lady, and we work in the office, and she would...
I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut. So these are just posts? You can just post a story about your dog?
Oh, no,
just,
nice. Yeah. Can you post any erotica about your dog?
It's coming. It's coming.
Just the classic picture of the lady on top of the mountain is so
What's
funny.
What's the title?
It's not even a title. It's just dog breed info. Bam, lady on a mountain for no reason. That's whenever you're building a website, this is the picture everyone always puts. Like, all right, picture of me being happy. And it's just a guy on a mountain. You're like, perfect.
Submissive peeing.
I feel like you're getting more. I don't even see grumpy dog.
You don't find grumpy dog?
No, I have the Siberian Neva. What the fuck are these kittens doing on here? Get them off here.
No, come on, man. I mean, it's dogbreedinfo.com, but please let us get some kittens.
True Siberian Neva masquerade. Ragdoll kittens. Damn, that's it, dude. That's crazy.
Do dogs discriminate?
Yes.
Yes.
The lady who owns this website, she really loves Ron Paul.
Does she really?
She loves, like, she was mad libertarian. She hated the government.
Damn, that's why she has such an open source, sick ass fucking site.
She doesn't like the government?
She Jeez. Hates the government and loves dogs. Their daughters ruled.
You had some nice gigs, lead. Dude. You designed dog websites. You took pictures of children at schools.
Oh, yeah, you were a school.
He was that laugh. He stared at kids all day. LeMaire Lee was a school photographer for some kids. They're probably old now. How old were you then? How long ago was that?
Yo, follow up with
that. They had to be like, that was right before the pandemic. They had to be like 6 years ago.
Oh, it was just 6 years ago?
Yeah.
What grade was it, though? Didn't you get some eighth graders?
Middle schoolers.
Yeah, like you told me you got some eighth graders.
Seventh, eighth grade. Yeah, they're all grown now, I think.
High school. They're high schoolers now.
Yeah, at least.
College age. True.
Yeah.
Follow up. Say you're doing a longitudinal study. You want to get the before and after. So you're going to put them on dogbreedinfo.com.
Say we need you for grumpy dog.
No, that's okay.
Now, when we talked about this a little bit before, and you were much more honest the last time, but wait, you say no? I don't know. Why? It's funny. You took school.
You ordered this up, you nasty fucking 27-year-old piece of shit.
You are a 27-year-old piece of shit.
Man, this is your first day as a 27-year-old. You just absolutely devastated LeMaire.
Well, that's the one.
You made fun of his beautiful dog website.
And we looked at it on his podcast. That's why
I want to see. I want to see what you had in mind. Yeah, what was your design?
Oh, it was just slides. It made it look like an app. It was pretty cool.
Oh,
that is pretty cool.
You should have people. People should be able to post pictures of their dogs. Everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
With a funny story about them.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Facebook, dude. Go to dogbreedinfo.com.
Yeah, it's so much better. And you can just post a picture of your dog and say, here's something he's been up to. You can go, my dog Jackson's fucking blind. He's limping.
My dog is so grumpy right now.
Somebody titled theirs Top Dog.
Oh,
look at the top dog, dude.
Yo,
that's a top dog.
Why you need to be a dog? Oh, that's probably showing how to like
yeah,
exert
you need to
alphaness
be the top
over
dog.
Your dog.
This whole website's about dominating dogs.
Yeah.
Yo, this is why I'd be the pick. Dog breed info.
It's a Polaroid.
It's a Polaroid of a dog's eyes glowing, guarding food behind a table.
It
man,
is,
that's fun.
It's funny to think about old ladies rescuing dogs, the dogs fully realizing they dominate the old lady. Like, fill up my fucking bowl, you bitch.
Just, oh, fuck.
Her family never visits. There's just like a 6-year-old husky growling at her and being like, get me some more fucking food. It's fun to think about.
It's awesome.
Getting totally domed by your dog. I had a dude, I told you, I had a period when I had those Akitas. The one Akita was growling, wouldn't come in at nighttime. And I'm like, dude, get inside. It had a bone and it was growling at me. And I was like, so be it. If you bite me, bite me. I grabbed the bone out of its mouth and it was just like, all right.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a scary dog, too.
Yeah, dude.
That was a grumpy dog.
It was a very grumpy dog.
Yeah.
It was, it's grumpiness. It had a nice range where it like jump the fence and bite other dogs and it'd be like, yikes. Oh, no.
Yeah, this has been making me laugh. I know this isn't good podcasting, but I love this video.
What is it? Is that a grumpy dog?
It's a grumpy dog. He's getting somebody's giving the grumpy dog the middle finger.
That's not nice.
He hates it.
Yeah, he's fucking pissed. Yeah. Mess
that's
up
fun.
His hips.
That's a dog getting the middle finger and not taking.
Dogs know too. Do you ever like hold a knife up to a dog? I've done it before. Like I want to see like can they tell something's fucked up? Yeah. And they get kind of like, yo, what the fuck are you doing with that thing? I also think dogs can read your mind.
Rogan's dog got wild.
What happened?
He started kicking the heavy bag, and his golden retriever thought that he had to fight the bag. He jumped in. He started looking around.
Really?
Barking. He was like, we got to fight this bag.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
They can read your mind?
I think they can, man. Because anytime I'm like thinking about walking my dog, I look over, Matilda's just like, I'm like, yo, get out of my fucking mind, dude. Get out of here. I have a theory.
That's a good article for dog
I'm going to write it up. Can dogs read your mind? It'd be, everyone would be like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they can be like, they can sense things we can't. That's why they can see ghosts.
True. And he ain't know when you hold, I've held a kitchen knife like this, like, what's up? And they're like, kind of like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know if they can just recognize it's a sharp object or what, but
they know when they're getting put down too.
Yeah.
Get them in the vehicle, you go, we're going to go on a ride. Shaq Diesel was sad.
Really? He knew. I swear to God.
He hopped out of the car and was running around and it was like, oh, all right.
You got the zoomies?
He's alive. The boy can live longer.
Oh, that's when you guys took him and he zoomed out.
Yeah, my mom was like, we got to kill him.
He showed you what was up.
And then they took him to the vet and he was fine.
He knew.
Yeah, he started doing, yeah.
He knew you guys had murder on the mind.
Yeah.
So he's got
he was 187, dude. He started hitting jumping jacks to prove his virility. Virality? Virility?
Yeah, virility. His fucking strength and vigor.
He was covered in fucking tumors.
Was he really?
Shaq Diesel had fucking giant fucking melons all over him.
Should have freezed him. Should have freezed him off.
Oh, no.
Blast him with a gun.
Shaq D's? R.I.P.
I'm saying freeze him up. But yeah, the tumies. Matilda's got a tumor. Jackson's got a fucked up knee. It's not good right now for the dog. The dog front of the house is not good.
The whole thing, it's joke, dude. Even it the dogs is. Are suffering.
My dogs are suffering. I have fucking boils.
Children are good, though.
Children are doing good. Thank the fucking merciful
Lord.
I
am a big fan of your kids. They're
very sweet.
Possibly top two all time.
They're very sweet, dude.
I mean that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. They're very, very, very sweet. They're a little naughty every now and again. But they're.
I was thinking about this is going to be just how nice it is.
What?
You got those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you were just sitting in that house in Philly just jacking off on an air mattress.
Yes.
And then the Lord came and said, stop fucking hanging out with these guys.
No more.
Create two great kids.
No, we're having sex with 50-year-old women on Tinder. I'm going to give you something to do.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. She'll love looking back on your childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Perfect.
Personal endorsement.
Boudoir.
I love it.
Yeah, how do you give my mom some tasteful boudoir photography?
Your dude needs to get... Send her some nice lingerie photos of you in fucking lingerie, fishnets.
Just like male speedos and stuff.
That'd be sick, dude.
Oiled up. She'd be like, my boy is so strong right now. I'm so tan.
It takes about 2 minutes to guests would come in. She'd say, this is my son, Matthew. Oiled up in a speedo. Just do bodybuilding.
True.
Speedo, insane spray tan. Flex. Not jacked at all.
Hit it with before and afters.
It takes about 2 minutes to set up a frame using the Aura app. Add unlimited photos and videos and invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. Golly, that's funny.
Yeah.
Having a group, you and your boys having a group Aura frame.
Be awesome.
You can put any picture in there.
That's actually really funny.
Just fuck up everybody's living room.
That is a pretty great idea.
Just knowing someone has guests over, tossing up a fucking Adolf. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com/MSSP to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com/MSSP. Use code MSSP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I have a confession to make. I love trees. I recently got a tree from Fast Growing Trees, and it was such an easy process. So easy, dude. You send it in the mail and they come right away.
I have a confession. I love trees.
I have a confession. Everybody needs trees. It's always a goodbye. And if you're listening to this saying, I don't need trees, or if you're saying I don't like trees, then maybe you don't love the earth or property value and you don't take a good hard look at yourself. Once you're done with that, head over to fastgrowingtrees.com, the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with over 2 million happy customers.
I will say this. The guy who wrote this is funny.
Yeah, this is kind of good. What's great about them is that it isn't just the fact that they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and trees. It's the other stuff you have no idea about. They show what's going to grow best where you live. They have a real plant. They have real plant experts that will help you not fuck it up. They have a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee for when you do fuck it up, and they'll deliver it to your door in 1 to 2 days.
I don't like that. I don't like that type of
language. The language is crazy.
It changed. The first half was good, but I don't like the language.
I don't like it either. This spring, they have the best fucking deals on... No, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our podcast get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DRENCHED at checkout. That's an additional 15% off of fastgrowingtrees.com using code DRENCHED at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code DRENCHED. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll get it.
Shady motherfucking rays.
Yes, dude. Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Their shades have durable frames and crystal ball clear optics, making them the perfect choice for all outdoor adventures. They have many styles and colors to pick from, so finding your next pair of shades is a breeze. Personal endorsement.
I like them. I have them. I wear them all the time.
Yeah, they're cool.
Nice pair. They make you feel polarized cool. Glasses.
You don't have to break the bank. You don't have to go down to the sunglasses store and spend $300
exactly
just to lose them the first time you get drunk at the comedy club.
Every time.
If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got a lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. If you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Think about that, Sean, for once in your fucking life. 27-year-old fucking dumbass. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code DRENCH for $20 off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Sean, I apologize. I don't think you're dumb. I do think you're very bright.
Thanks, Shane.
Do you have any shows you'd like to promote?
Yeah, I do, actually. Thank you for asking.
Why don't you stick your fucking dirty face in the camera, you fucking slut.
What the heck? Hello, everybody. If you can come to our...
No, Sean. Sean.
If you can come to me, LeMaire and Nate's show on Tuesday, May 7th, next week at the Creek in the Cave.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a good one. Please come if you can. And then I'll be in Raleigh. Good night's on June 6th, on Thursday. I'm bringing bees. If you can come to that, thank you. In the Midwest, thank
also,
you.
Also, shout out to, I think, Jacqueline from that. Me and LeMaire met a lady that said she goes to all your pre-med. Was it Jacqueline? Jacqueline at the Walmart. Shout out to Jacqueline. She goes to all the Prima Nocta shows.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jacqueline. Shout out to
you. Shows for real are awesome.
Those are good shows. Yeah, and so you guys run a tight ship. And the three of you on stage is an absolute delight.
That is nice.
I like seeing three of the goofiest guys I've ever met in my fucking life.
Tickets are on Instagram. Please come. Thank you.
Yay. Yeah. Indianapolis, please come. And Denver, please come. MattMcCusker.com, please.
I have new shows up on the internet. ShaneMGillis.com.
Yeah. Dude, it's the best. For real. It's the best thing in the world. You know, it's just very exhausting.
Most kids aren't as nice as yours.
True.
No, you got a very nice kid.
They're very adventuresome kids. Too, which is nice. I watch kids like at the playground like won't go down the slide. I'm like, dude, that would piss me off. So
LeMaire wouldn't go down the fucking slide.
What?
That was fucked up.
The slide was locked.
We were at a park. Where were we? In Michigan?
Yeah.
What kind of slide are we talking?
Big ass slide. Twisty? There was kids straight at the up? Playground. And I was like, LeMaire, dude, you have Hit to go down slide. The slide.
Was it twisty or straight up?
Twisty.
It was a little twisty.
You were gonna fly through that thing. Rolling down the hill.
I forgot to use
fun.
That video of That's us rolling nice. Down the hill.
When's the last time you fucked with the twisty slide, though? Dude, they're fucking.
I think the last time might have been
kind of rugged.
Might have been you and me at the water park in South Carolina.
I forgot about that.
That was a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Just sank that tube. I mean, you know, at the top.
Were you in
the
like top gym shorts too? Or something?
Yeah, I was in gym shorts. My dick was out the entire fucking time. Those Southern dads wanted to beat my fucking Yankee gay
they
ass.
Didn't want any. They wanted to throw us in the river, dude. They wanted nothing to do with
that fucking weird ass kid that was following us around.
Yes, dude. Showing us like telling us about. He was like, I think he showed us either a cut he had or was like telling us. No, he was telling us about his relative died.
Yeah.
So we're in a lazy river and this like 12-year-old boy just attached himself to our party and was just kind of like, yeah, my aunt just died, and we're just like, fuck, man, that sucks.
Beat it.
Get the fuck out of the lake. I'm trying to chill.
And there were no towels. Room. They had like tiny hotel like dish towels, and I had my penis. My penis was fully out.
They were the best of being a dad waiting for his kid to come down. I had already gotten off, and he just he's like, come on, buddy. You see Shane like, whoa.
Dude,
same age.
I got like stuck in the tomb. They put me down. All right, so when I sat on the raft, you know how at the top there's that pool where you're supposed to be able to just slide in? Tube went straight to the ground. I was literally just sitting on the ground. This fucking teenage lifeguard had to like shove. He was like, okay, mister. I was so big.
Before the water slide, he had to fucking.
He had to give me a full shove. As soon as it literally, the first turn, raft flips, I fall off. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I
slid down. I said, Matt, you got to get me a towel. My penis is.
I remember, yeah.
My penis is
couldn't get out. I mean, there were for real angry dads like walking around like, fuck.
Yeah. That was a good trip. Then we
so much fun.
Pass blocked on the beach.
We had a pass good blocked trip. On the beach, skimboarded.
Fought that one comedian, that guy.
Yeah. we're just fucking with him, talking shit to him.
In his defense, I'd be furious if the fucking feature brought a guy, two beast, dickheads came to the house.
Beast move, dude. And then just getting just fucking roasted. Just getting roasted. Remember, I would say stuff to him, you'd be like, dude, stop.
I remember his name.
I couldn't help it.
I remember his name, do you?
Yes.
I remember the den, dude. He had a den.
Yeah, I remember his show and everything. He was the one. He told us, dude, do not podcast. He's a waste of time.
Yeah. Also, if he didn't have a girlfriend, he'd be getting so much pussy with us.
Oh, dude. Did we ever talk about that? Did we on here?
Probably years ago.
Oh, my God, dude. When we came out after it was whatever that place was, it was like a line dancing place.
It was in
place.
Alabama.
It wasn't out. Was it in Alabama or Destin? This was Destin, Florida.
That was Destin, Florida. All right.
I remember the after party well. Was
the after party was sick. We were in that glass cube.
Yep. It was. Yeah. There was a back room that was just like for fucking. It was like a nightclub that they let them use for stand up or like music acts. And then next to it was line dancing. It was like all the different kinds of things you could do in like one nightclub. But then in the middle of it, if you were performing, you got to sit in this like plexiglass like window room. It was weird. It was like this little
got some cubby. Meats though.
And they dropped off a tray of lunch meat and like some fruit. So then after the show, which by the way, the dude was just taking Shane's material because we had gone to multiple cities now. So we had done multiple cities. I would bomb as host. Shane would do well middle. And then this guy, he was a music act. Would just take his fucking stuff and then sing it. So then afterwards, the show's over. We're sitting in this like plexiglass, like green room kind of thing. It's like, it's had these big windows. He's this dude's just crushing lunch meat. And he's like, dude, if I didn't have a girl, I'd be getting so much pussy after these.
Yeah, you guys should be out getting pussy. We're like, all
right,
man.
Like, yeah, right, dude.
Also, can you imagine how bad those shows were? At the time, I think we knew they sucked.
Yeah.
Think how bad they must have actually been.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, true.
Holy fuck,
when you go
dude.
To stuff like that now, you go, whoa. Yeah, I remember one point somewhere down south doing a set up front, silence, and I remember hearing an industrial fan go.
Yeah, that was a good trip, too. Remember cop got us?
Yeah.
You were blazing fucking nugs?
I didn't have any. I forgot to pack underwear. I had no underwear for 10 days. It was crazy. Every time we'd pass a Walmart, he's like, do you want to pull over? I'm like, we'll just do the next one. I'll get it. And by then, I was just like, fuck it, dude. Yeah, I went no undies for like 10 days, performed. I probably had a teenus offending the audience. Probably had a teenus poking, offending the audience, bombing.
We must have been terrible. Holy shit. Those were the days, dude.
Yeah, that was very fun. That trip was very fun.
That cop, I just laughed in the cop's face.
Oh.
He's like, do you know why I pulled you? You know why I'm stopping you guys? It was like, yeah, dude, whatever. Matt was really like, dude, shut the fuck up. I couldn't stop laughing.
I was
at
so
this
scared
guy.
We were gonna get arrested. We were just smoking weed out of this gigantic.
Yeah, you had your piece. Dude.
I had a massive piece.
What'd you
dude?
Tell a guy? I forget. You were like, that's just res or something.
No, I was like, we blew it out. I was like, there might be res in there. I thought we were going to get hit with like a possession charge down south. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was a South Carolina cop. He was such a fucking hard. It was because we tried to cross the street.
We jaywalked. Yeah, we didn't even jaywalk. There was a red light and you fucking sprinted across the red light. And then I ran and went across and the guy came and I was like, oh,
he came up fast though.
Them red dog police are coming after us now. No.
And he was such a fuck. He was like a young hard ass.
Dickhead.
Couldn't stop laughing at the guy.
Yeah, the coolest is there's two older guys came up and like, what'd you guys get some jaywalkers? Nice, man. They just took off laughing.
The other cops showed up and made fun of him.
Yeah. That's also disorienting when you start to see cops younger than you and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's always throwing me off. That and professional athletes. When they're like, he's 27. I'm like, oh, God.
You're not going to believe how young they are.
Now?
They're like 19.
I know. It's crazy.
Sweet teens. Tall teens.
Drew. Going hard as hell. But yeah, dude, I'm totally jobed up right now. It was just been like, I've been as tired as literally having a kid. I've been that tired. Like, you're just completely out of your mind, but usually you have like the kid where you're like, oh, this is so cool. I was telling Brittany, got pissed at me when I told her this. I was like, because she was like, you must be tired. And I was explaining this to her. I was like, yeah, dude, it's like having a kid, but there's no kid. It's just you in bed being like, I have to crap. Help me to the bathroom. She was so mad.
Yeah, no shit. Somebody ever did an impression of me just as, oh, I have to crab.
So instead of waking up and holding a beautiful baby, I just wake up and it's you like, I got a crab. And I'm like,
see an adult person just, hey, I have to take a shit. Help.
And then God forbid if she wakes up and I go, she'll just get upset and cry. And I'm like, dude, don't cry. I'll fucking shoot us all. Don't cry right now. I'll fucking kill our whole family. Don't cry, please.
It could be time, dude. You could have to send the entire family to Valhalla.
Yeah, true. This would be the time, dude. This would be the absolute time.
The Wolverine, dude. Isn't that his name? The Rabid Wolverine?
Is that
Benoit?
Benoit, the Rabid Wolverine. Dude, you do get so tired that like...
You start thinking about it.
Well, you just get so tired that you can't move. I'll lay there and I'm like... like one kid just wakes up and then you put that kid down. You are... I'm a dickhead too, because like I don't have my sleep enforcer now because Brittany's in bed. Dude, I'm playing piano. It's like 11:30. I have headphones into a keyboard. I look down. I'm like, fuck, I didn't clean the kitchen yet.
Did you get to blaze any nugs while you're hitting the...
Not even blazing nugs. I'm there just fucking...
You got to at least blaze some res.
I could. I mean, I could...
Blaze a little res.
I can literally... I can do whatever the fuck I want in my house right now. My bedtime patroller is down, dude. She bedtime patrols me. I'm always like, dude, I'm an adult. I'll go to bed when I want.
She hits you with bedtime?
She'll be like, come on, you should go to bed. You're going to be tired. I'm like, I'm fine. Relax.
You're a grumpy dog when you're fucking tired.
And the coffee. I'm off the caffeine, too.
That's you. You're tired. You're grumpy dog.
And when I do, when I'm tired and I'm speeding on caffeine, it's like I'm the meanest guy ever. She had someone in. Someone came in. I forget who it was. To help her with one of some medical thing. And like... Dude, I like was there. It was one of her friends, I think. And like I just all spun out on coffee and the kids were there and I'm like, guys, get out of here. I'm just screaming. She's like, will you stop fucking yelling? I'm like, I'm off the call. I'm just decaf now. I'm just decaf and I sip decaf and I imagine myself giving myself the charge. I flood the caffeine feel goods, dude. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I get too nasty. I get mean. I get so mean. And dude, when you're like sleep deprived, jacked on caffeine. There's two little kids. You're like, all right, guys, upstairs. And they like just squeeze Play-Doh. You're like, all right, guys, I said get up. You get so fucking mad.
That does fuck you up, though. Like when a parent spazzes on the kids in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you don't know what they're going through. They don't, you know what I mean?
You don't
understand how bad the morning was trying to get them to get dressed. And oh, yeah. Shit. But then they show up to your house and the parent's like, put that the fuck down. Holy shit.
It takes everything. Because then it's like, you can hit a level where they freeze if you're like, shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
But I have learned, and also pissed me off, Brittany said this. I already learned it myself. I didn't hear her tell me this. But if you whisper, it gets their attention almost as much as yelling. Because when like they are very intrigued by secrets. So if you go, I have a secret to tell you. I mean, it could really work against them. But if you go like, psst, they'll like stop. If I'm like, hey, they'll like turn around. If I go, psst, they'll be like, what's up? I'm like, I got to tell you something.
I got a secret.
Let's go upstairs and get changed. And they're like, oh, okay. They failed the test. We're in Five Below. We're buying arts and crafts shit. And the guy, you know, God bless him. He seemed like a nice guy, but he was like pedo profile.
Yeah.
Tall, skinny, stringy hair. And I'm kind of like, all right, bro, what the fuck? You know, hey. Did he just throw a fucking...
You think guard dogs... You do? Yeah.
Peter profile. Imagine
if you were tall, you'd be fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Give Gardini like 5 inches on him, dude.
Yeah.
5 inch is a 5 inch Dini, but like no meals. five inches on Dini, no meals, jet the black hair, Dini. Stringy as hell. And he was a nice guy. The guy was nice. And actually, I felt
they
kind
all
of,
are.
Well, I felt bad. True, true.
Too nice.
But I felt bad because the guy, he to me, rung as such a pedo that like, so we go to Five Below and he's talking to the kids. Oh, yeah. And then he goes, do you want to stay here and color with me? And Maya goes, yeah. And I went in front of the guy. I went, Maya, you failed the test. Let's go. And I looked at him. I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
That's funny.
I was like, my bad, bro. You kind of look like a beat.
Where were you at Arts and Crafts?
Five Below.
Five Below, yeah.
Michaels was fucking closed. Can you believe Michaels is not grand opening? It's not until fucking Friday. So we do Five Below.
This guy just worked at Five Below? He got called a fucking pedophile by his guy. Trying to be nice to a kid.
I was like, yeah, you failed the test. Come on, don't go with that guy. No. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. You do look like a pedophile, but yeah, dude, he was tough.
Damn, I can't believe Michaels is closed.
It's a grand opening.
Didn't the DC sniper shoot somebody at Michaels and then people were afraid of Michaels? I think DC Snyder. I know he was a gas station man, but I think he.
That guy kind of ripped.
I think he popped someone in the head at a fucking Michael's.
Oh, it sucks. Just some big fat aunt in costume jewelry got her head blown off.
Michael's. Well, this will look nice. Come on, give me a Michael's.
Yeah, he was laying in his trunk. I mean,
he got somebody at a Michael's.
Yes, at 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2002, a shot was fired through a window of a Michael's craft store in Aspen Hill, Maryland.
Whoa, he got her in the Michael's.
It narrowly missed the cashier, and no one was injured.
Narrowly missed the pedophile cashier?
No, it was a lady. It was Ann Chapman. The bullet whizzed by Ann Chapman's beautiful fucking perm.
Yeah, it's true.
Damn, that guy sat in his trunk and tried to shoot a lady in Michael's.
Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I got eyes on the target.
That's too much GTA. He was GTA'd out.
Full GTA, dude.
That's crazy.
Damn, that sucks. He missed and then had to fucking scramble out of the back of his trunk.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Fuck. Dude, imagine being at the register at Michael's. You're fucking just scanning fucking bullshit. The cashier's head explodes.
Get down. That's crazy. Yeah, that one security guard's like, Jesus fucking holy shit. Starts shooting out in the parking lot and it hits people. Yeah, that was a crazy. How'd they catch that guy? You think you could do that forever?
I forget. I watched the thing on it. It's pretty good.
On getting the DC sniper?
Everyone was like, this is obviously a white dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
No one thought it was a black Muslim in a trunk, dude.
I mean, that's literally the last place you'd look. You could see a black Muslim guy getting out of his trunk with a gun. You'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, that's something they do.
Weird.
I didn't know they did that.
He must be one of those black Israelite guys. Let him go.
Him and the boy, right? Didn't he? The boy had a
rest stop sleeping in the car.
Was that his son? I don't even think that was his son.
I think
right?
It was his nephew.
What?
He had a little fucking.
Although, yeah, it's kind of sus. He was like, and then I'm going to get that bitch at Michael's who was giving me all that fucking
all my glitter. I was trying to buy glitter in that bitch. Ruined it. I'm going to cut a hole in the back of my trunk and lay and shoot her in the head.
I'm going to need a boy with me, though.
Oh, man.
Hot motherfucker.
Some of these are so bad, dude. 8:37 a.m., a lady just got off a bus and was sitting down on a bench reading a book.
Oh!
She got a shot.
God damn. She had the fucking.
Damn, this lady. 25.
She had the James Patterson going. She didn't find out what happened at the end of the fucking.
Da Vinci Code.
She was reading really the fucking page turner, bro.
9:58 a.m. Also, that's what also is bothering me is the time of day.
The time of day is crazy.
Fucking
4 o'clock.
You just woke up. You get shoot the shot.
Also, 10 a.m. is the sweetest time of the day.
This person was vacuuming their Plymouth Grand Voyager at the Shell station.
Fuck, dude. This guy shows no mercy, dude.
Vacuuming, getting shot.
I mean, what a fucking crazy. There's no pattern. He's just really scoping targets.
Shot a 72-year-old carpenter while he was walking.
What? What was the guy's. What did he get? What was the body count? 17.
17.
Killed 17 people.
And then was sentenced to a lethal injection.
Six life sentences. It's time to go.
We got 6 life sentences.
What? The boy?
Yeah.
How old was the boy?
Nine now. He was 17 when it happened.
Damn. They should have sentenced him to a firing squad in 5 below. Put him in 5 below.
With all the candidates he's missed.
Just light his ass the fuck up.
Damn, this guy, he was in the military. He was
I think he wrote a decent thing, too.
He had a manifesto.
Yeah, I think his manifesto was decent.
They do, every once in a while, they put together a fire manifesto. Kaczynski?
I remember that I grew somewhat of an affinity to that guy. I think I could be wrong, but I think I read the DC Sniper's manifesto and was like, man, fair enough. You shouldn't have done all that, but you could have just started a Substack, bro. You didn't have to go shooting everybody. Like, that's kind of crazy. Did you know the guy, Spud was telling me, the dude who lit himself, the last guy who lit himself on fire recently had like a Substack.
Really?
Yeah, and he was like, Spud said he was kind of like, it was like a liberal guy. He was like a COVID like masker type of guy, but he was like starting to figure out the government was like lying to all of us and had this Substack. Like, you know where the money doesn't go here? They're scamming us. And he's like lit himself on fire. So Spud said his Substack kind of rocks. So I was like, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tortured artist.
Yeah, true. Truly a tortured artist.
That first guy, the guy that did it in front of the embassy, just did not die, dude.
I know.
You saw it? Did you watch it?
No, I saw a bit of the extinguishing.
It was the bug light, dude. He was just.
Oh,
dude, it was. They showed it on Legion of Skanks. It actually pissed me off.
Yeah,
it's like you just sit down. They show you a guy burned to death, which is the worst. But this guy,
how long did it last?
He went for a while. He was burning and he was still yelling. He was like, "Free Palestine." Then he's like, kind of walking around.
Whoa,
fully engulfed, just "Free Palestine." He's still yelling it.
Damn.
He's like, you'd hope it would go fast.
Did he switch from Palestine yelling into like, "Ouch"?
I don't think he even switched to "ouch."
That's
dude.
Crazy. What he, a fucking he held it beast, down. Man.
There was a cop that runs over, like with his gun drawn, like, "Fuck,
dude, stop." Bird, yeah. Yeah, the I didn't realize the college campuses were in such disarray right now.
At UT.
Yeah, dude.
UT.
Greg Abbott shut it down.
I call it UT.
Greg Abbott was not having it, bro.
Yeah, I think 100 kids got arrested.
Yeah.
They're were fucking...
clashing. They're LARPing the battle.
They're crashing crazy.
Yeah, they were crashing crazy. They're doing the Palestine-Israel protests.
It was a fusion frenzy.
Greg Abbott shut it down. Then there was like Columbia had another one where they like... occupied the building, and that was like the building that got occupied.
I saw an interview there. They occupied it, and then we're like, the university needs to give us food.
That's kind of.
And
funny.
They're like, what?
No,
no. And they're like, why not?
We demand food. Yeah. You guys are blocking the fucking. You guys are blocking the things.
It's like it's like Moses from that South Park episode. It's like, I desire. You ever see that one?
No.
Anyway, the voice you did remind me that I desire macaroni necklaces. Fuck, I'm fucking that up. Whatever.
That is really funny, though.
Where are we at on this? We could switch over. I got a whiz.
Good, because I'm about to go off on the motherfucking student protests.
I'm sick of these fucking students, dude.
Yeah, it is funny, because then it brings up.
Everyone hates students.
They're the worst. But the universities have to take an official position against it. Because if the students are calling Palestinians, that's kind of fucked up.
If the students what?
Students are calling Palestinians, like, we're Palestinians. And then you start, like, fucking them up, and then they're like, what the fuck? That makes the governing school body becomes, like, the IDF by proxy. And they're like, dude, we don't want to be the IDF in this. Let us just go to class.
Can we just be Columbia?
Yeah, just be Columbia University.
Do we have to be Israel?
Yeah, and they're like, dude, we don't want to do this. And then they force their hand. And they're like, all right, fuck it.
Reminds you of something.
True. Well,
you forced our hand.
Yeah, true. It's just wicked, man. It's very nice. And now the kids wicked are getting fired. The kids are getting, it's wicked, wicked war.
It's a wicked war. Wicked war.
Well, now the kids are getting like expelled wicked, from wicked school. Wart. The kids are getting expelled from, I mean, I'm literally just parroting Breaking Points again. But yeah, they had an argument. Sagar and Crystal Ball had an argument about Sagar's like the
Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball. Her name's Crystal Ball.
Wait, her name's Crystal Ball?
Yeah, it is, bro. Her name's Crystal Ball.
It's not funny. It just so happens to be an Indian guy that sits around a crystal ball.
Her name's Crystal Ball.
Yeah, there's just an Indian guy that tells you Sagar the future and looks her last at name's Crystal Ball. And that's not funny.
It's Crystal Ball, dude.
No that's way. Normal. Her last name's Ball.
Yes, it is, dude. I swear to God.
It can't be Crystal Ball.
It has to be.
Her name's Crystal. There's no way it's Crystal Ball.
It's Crystal Ball, dude. She's the ultimate live, dude. She's going to fuck you up.
Hold on a second. It is Ball, dude. Her name's
Crystal Ball. And Sagar, and I never realized it isn't any guy sitting in front of a crystal ball. Yeah, they had a heated argument because he was like, it's stupid these kids are throwing their fucking life, like their college education away over this. Like, it has nothing to do with him. And Crystal was like, fuck, basically, not, you know, paraphrasing. She was like, shut the fuck up, bro. These kids rule.
She hit him with the fucking future.
She fortune
told him. Crystal fucking ball? Wait, did she get married?
Yeah,
she married into the ball.
No, but I think she kept the name because the husband is a raging lib. She married a raging lib, and I don't think his last name's Ball.
If her parents named her Crystal Ball, they're
it's crazy.
Yeah, she married a Polack named Kyle Kalinske.
And he's like a YouTuber.
What's her middle name, dude? She can't. All right,
if Crystal Marie Ball. Crystal Me Ball.
She's a pretty lady, dude.
Yeah.
I listen to them. I like them.
I like them a lot. I listen to them. I parrot whatever they say on every podcast I go.
Every once in a while, I'll play MLB The Show and listen to them and then just yeah. Walk around and act like I know what's going on.
It's my news station, bro. And I just go, you know what happened? Fucking right. They're having those student protests. And the building was the same building as 1968. So with the Vietnam protests.
Yeah. What's that? Something tune out?
drop it or tune in, tune out, drop out, tune in, and turn off or something.
Tuna.
Timothy Leary.
Fuck that guy.
He gets a bad rap. He actually, that dude kind of fucking rules, dude. If you watch interviews with him, he gets a every book you read on psychedelics, like, and it was became illegal because of Timothy Leary, blah, blah, blah. It's like, he fucking ruled. He was right.
He did?
He ruled.
I don't know anything about him.
I thought I was hating on him too. Huh? He was, but he went wild. He went a little wild. He went very wild. But he was still
hanging out with students a lot.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would just give people drugs.
That's odd, huh?
I mean, he's
looking back at it, drugging fucking college chicks.
He was drugging himself, but
and himself.
I think it was more staff. I don't know, but he was a psychology professor. I'm sure some students got in on it. But dude, he was.
He wasn't that bad.
I watched the interview. He went to jail. They arrested him. He went to jail in his interview from prison. You're like, damn, this guy just rules too fucking hard.
I gotta look into
his whole. He went so whacked out on acid that he became like super conservative. And he was like, dude, this is bullshit.
Beast.
Yeah, he became super conservative. He said we should encourage our kids to have kids at like 18 or 19 so that they get like, we get the best genetics. Then we help our kids raise their kids while we're still able. And then he said, you should never take a bath. It's disgusting. You're just laying in your own filthy water. You should eat a bunch of meat. Yeah, the dude fucking ruled.
Hold on a second.
That's what I'm saying. I completely came around.
I agree entirely on the baths and meats department. I fucking couldn't agree more, dude.
But yeah, I'll have to find this one interview he did in jail. And they just arrested him out of nowhere one time. And he was like, they totally planted weed on me. It's bullshit. And he went to jail. He went to jail for a while.
Fucking weed. They found the res.
They found the res on him, dude. That guy's great-grandfather fucking arrested Timothy Leary.
How dank were the nugs? No, he's the judge. That always made me laugh. All right, let's switch over.
Let's go to Patreon.